action.
It's the new Hylex heavy-duty dry bleach that really works like liquid.
Bleaches, disinfects, deodorizes, sanitizes.
Hylex heavy-duty dry bleach is instantly soluble, fast, and effective.
It's splash-proof, spill-proof, waste-proof.
Get Hylex heavy-duty dry bleach.
Wet or dry, Hylex is your best bleach buy. From the showland of Snowland, it's winter carnival time in St. Paul, Minnesota. Welcome to WCCO Radio's annual salute to America's oldest winter festival, the St. Paul Winter Carnival. Direct from the stage of the St. Paul Auditorium, where 10,000 spectators have gathered, we began 2 hours of music and fun featuring some of the brightest names in show business. This first half hour is brought to you with the best wishes of the Hylex Company of St. Paul. Now here to begin tonight's festivities is the Northwest's favorite radio personality, Cedric Adams.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this, our second annual broadcast from the famed St. Paul Winter Carnival. And I know very well that our entire staff at WCCO has been busy for months making sure that this year's show will continue where last year's left off. You may remember that last year we had Robert Q. Lewis and his entire happy crew, plus the completely delightful Irish Colleen Carmel Quinn. And what a show they put on. Well, this year again, we think we have assembled a very brilliant cast. And we know that you're going to have 2 hours of very fine radio listening, the kind that you've been waiting for a long, long time. Our first big star is waiting off stage now. We'll get on with the introduction after we let Bob Mansky's Corollaires set the scene and open our show tonight with their version of The Slave.
The Hylex Company is happy to bring you highlights of our wonderful St. Paul Winter Carnival. Everybody at Hylex is mighty proud of this most famous of all winter festivals because the Hylex Company, you know, is a St. Paul business. Always has been, always will be, with offices at 319 East Kellogg and plant on South Robert, just a few blocks the other side of the bridge. From this plant, famous Hylex bleach products are distributed throughout the Northwest and Upper Mississippi Valley. Asa Eldridge, president of the Hylex Company, is a native St. Paulite, born here of a pioneer family. Went to school in St. Paul and set up business here with his 9 brothers, all now members of the Hylex Company. Mr. Eldridge, his brothers, and the Hylex Company, always glad to be of service in St. Paul's civic affairs, extend to you a warm welcome to St. Paul and the famous Winter Carnival. Now here to introduce our star is, again, Cedric Adams.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a joy, this first task of mine tonight in presenting a very lovely young lady. I don't have to introduce her, fortunately. All I have to do is present her. She's 5'3", weighs 110 pounds, is a native of New York City, a natural blonde with lovely blue eyes. She's in her 20s. You may place her anywhere in that range that you think best. She began singing with Paul Whiteman back in 1947 on one of Paul Whiteman's radio shows called Stairway to the Stars. Since that time, she's made about 50 recordings. She's had 4 tremendous hits. And believe it or not, she calls herself a warm alto. You can figure that out yourself, too. Her newest Columbia recording is Memories Are Made of This. But tonight, she's going to sing her biggest hit, Wake the Town, and that she will do right here in St. Paul, I know. So let's give her a very rousing, warm St. Paul welcome now. Everybody's favorite singer, Miss Mindy Carson.
Wake the town and tell the people, sing it to the moon above. Wake the town and tell the people, tell them that we're so in love. Let's begin the celebration, let's declare a holiday. Send the wedding invitation to the neighbors right away. When you are close to me and my heart is dancing with delight, I want the world to see heaven in my arms tonight. Ring the bells the whole night through. Wake the town and tell the people, tell them I'm in love with you. Shout it from the highest steeple. Ring the bells the whole night through. Wake the town and tell the people, tell them I'm in love with you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Needless to say, I'm glad to be here. I had such fun in that parade today. Now, just take the parade, for instance. I had so much fun, I forgot about being cold. What a liar. Now, but seriously, it was really a big thrill for all of us here to see all the people that turned out, all the people standing around on the sidewalks, just to see us here in the show, and we were all thrilled with it. And so just to interject a little personal note, I would like to say, what would I like to say?
Well, I don't know exactly.
You're my accompanist. You're supposed to know the words as well as the music.
Well, I think you want to offer a little help.
Oh, yes. Like your genial host, may I offer a toast. May I wish you the best of everything. May your bank accounts grow heavy laden with dough. I'm delighted you invited me to sing. Say, it's awfully good to see you all this evening, especially those couples sitting 2 by 2. Puts me in mind of a song now. It should only happen to you and you and you. You should all be lucky in love, lucky in love,
What else matters if you're lucky in love? Good breaks a few, few skies are blue, but bad luck scatters when your honey's with you. Never mind if it's cold for your green, if you're ace high with a beautiful queen, then you are lucky in love. Lucky in love, it's great if you're lucky in love. Never mind if it's cold for your green, if you're ace high with a beautiful queen, you're lucky in love. Lucky in love, everything is great if you're lucky.
One of the very loveliest in all of show business. It may interest you to know that Miss Carson's pianist is also the composer of one of our big current hits, Dungaree Doll. Sherm, will you take a bow? There he is over here. Catch him. There he is. And a great job he does for Mindy, too, incidentally. Our next star is a 31-year-old native of Iowa, believe it or not, who was brought up in Nebraska, got his radio start on a station down in Lincoln, Nebraska, did a lot of work on the Omaha station WOW. He's been out on the West Coast for about 4 years, wrote a lot of material for the Red Skelton television show, but for the last 30 weeks, he's had his own television show on CBS television, and from all indications will probably turn those 30 weeks into 30 years. His Thursday night television show, incidentally, just very recently won the Motion Picture Daily Award for the most promising male star of television, and also the Boston Post Award as the Comedian of the Year. He did the Red Skelton show one night when Red conked his head on a stage door, and this young man went in and did the job for Red with exactly 45 minutes notice. He started as a guest with Jack Benny about 7 weeks ago, and he told us this afternoon that he plans very soon to have Jack as a guest on his own show. Well, here he is, the comic star of our show tonight, the Hollywood newest sensation, Mr. Johnny Carson. Johnny?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, the dogs that pulled me in here tonight, you people on radio didn't see them, of course. You've probably seen before. These are the famous singing dogs that made the record a few months ago of Jingle Bells, and they haven't had a hit record in 2 months, so this is what they ended up doing. Just shows you what can happen. What's playing here tonight, anyway? Oh, the Winter Carnival. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, Mindy is on the show. And I want to announce that the winner of the 1956 Chrysler, the drawing they had here at the Winter Carnival, is Frank Carson. And the second runner-up, the winner of the Mink Stole, is Wilma Carson. Personally, I think this whole show is fixed tonight. How anybody with a name like Cedric Adams got on here, I'll never know. Actually, appearing here at the Winter Carnival is kind of a double treat for me, because I have quite a few relatives who live up around Minnesota way. And not only the thrill of appearing here at this fine show, but also my relations are getting together tomorrow and celebrating the 94th birthday of my grandfather, So we're looking forward to that. Okay. I only wish that Granddad had lived long enough to help us celebrate it. He died when he was 32, but every year we get together anyway and celebrate it. It's one of those unfortunate things. First of all, I want to thank the people of St. Paul for the wonderful reception that we have had here at the Winter Carnival. Even out at the airport, we got in yesterday about 7 o'clock at night, and even the mayor, Mayor Joe Dillon of St. Paul, was out at the airport to meet us, and it was just wonderful. And we came into town. We took a cab. We couldn't afford the bus here in St. Paul. But on the way in, the mayor was so nice that we stopped and had a drink together after they'd checked our ages. And I had something, but the mayor didn't have any identification, and they wouldn't serve him. It was one of those things. You know, the shows are getting bigger this year. You know, it used to be that you do a half-hour show on television. But nowadays, people are doing hour shows, hour and a half shows, and they're called these spectaculars that they do, you know, once every 6 weeks. And I've just got word today that I'm able to pass on to you tonight that CBS is coming up with a new program that's going to top all of them. It's going to start at 6 o'clock on Tuesday morning and last until... Well, actually, CBS guarantees it for the life of your picture tube. It's really going to be a show, I tell you. And I'm going to tip you off and tell you what the opening act is, because I can't hold back. This is going to be so spectacular. For the opening of the show, you know, the opening act, they're going to have Betty Furness come out on stage, and she's going to climb into a giant laundromat and spin herself bone dry. I believe you've met the Willie Sutton jury back here. That should be a sensational show. Television has certain trends, you know, that they are on right now. The documentary type of program is very popular. You see, the police have their work represented with shows like Dragnet and Lineup, and the medical profession now has Medic. So the doctors are represented. But what have they done for just the ordinary guy who goes out and works? He's not on television. So I turn in an idea for this new program I have, and it's going to be a documentary based on actual cases, you know, taken from the files of the Los Angeles Plumbers Union. And it's got a great title. It's called Leak. I don't know whether it'll go or not, but I hope so. Now, our radio show tonight, this whole show here in the auditorium, is based in the 4 half hours, and I'm going to be back a little bit later in the third half hour. But right now, I have to go off stage. I want to talk to my father, Herman Carson. You see, we have this whole show tied up. He's the electrician here tonight, so I've got to go talk to him. Austin.
Ah, me, there's royalty galore today at the St. Paul Winter Carnival. And here's news about a royal trio of fine bleaches. Hylex Liquid Bleach, Hylex Heavy Duty Dry Bleach, and Hylex Chroma X Fine Fabrics Bleach, the crown jewel of wash day products. For snowy white washes and a hospital clean home, use Hylex Liquid Bleach, the favorite of Northwest homemakers for 3 generations. For modern, easy to handle, easy to use convenience, try new Hylex Heavy Duty Dry Bleach. Oh, that really works like a liquid. It's the only bleach you can pour right over the clothes in any type washer, automatic or regular, without danger of pinholing or other damage to fabrics. When you wash your fine fabrics of nylon, oilon, rayon, wool, or cotton, for real beauty care, use Hylex Chroma X Bleach. Everything for sudsing in one package. Remember, wet or dry, Hylex is your best bleach buy. And now back to our stars. Through the years, you folks who listen to WCCO have come to expect the tops in entertainment. Nationally famous stars such as our two Carsons tonight, Mindy and Johnny, plus those, of course, from our own WCCO radio family. Most of them have become real fixtures in the listening life of our Northwest, and we've included some of those in our tonight's Winter Carnival show. For instance, it's a very great pleasure for me to present now the famous trio from the Red River Valley Gang, Gus, Jim, and Curly.
Lads.
He always sings, bragging him to the cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the spell of the gun, because the western folks all know he's the highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only thing to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far was Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name singing to the cows and the sheep, every night the same thing that hurt to sleep, in a bass voice rich and deep, ballooning soft and low.
He always sings ragged music to the cattle as he swings, back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gated, and is such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run when they hear the fellow's gun, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy. See them tumbling down, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Tales of the past are behind, nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong, with a tumbling tumbleweed, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I want to drink my coffee from an old tin can when the moon goes to shining high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my knees, just to ride him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, just to show his depth and pride out on the Texas plains. Oh, dee-lay, 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 dee-lay. I want to drink my coffee from an old tin can when the moon goes to shining high. I want to hear the call of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my knees, just for riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, just to show his step and pride out on the Texas plain.
You've been listening to the first half hour of the WCCO Radio Winter Carnival Show, brought to you by the best wishes of the Hilux Company of St. Paul, Minnesota. Our program will continue from the stage of the St. Paul Auditorium in just a moment over WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Now here is part two of the WCCO Radio Winter Carnival Show, brought to you direct from the winter capital of the United States, St. Paul, Minnesota. This portion of our program is brought to you by Northern Pacific Railroad, who ask you to remember, the view is terrific on the Northern Pacific. Now, here is your host for this second half hour of our program, WCCO's own Bob D. Haven.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the radio, isn't it? They go on and put on commercials and introduce somebody else, and you come out and introduce somebody else. Well, I'm certainly glad to be in this stage here tonight. I've been here many times before doing those fisherman parties for the Dispatch Pioneer Press. I always think of the night we had the mutt contest. There was a dog over there, which I won't mention. Now, I'm going to go Cedric Adams. You were here, weren't you? Better. Now, he introduced our little girl who sings, and he said that she weighed 123 pounds, but she really weighs 108. And he said she's in her 20s, and she's going to be 14 next week. And he said that her waist is 36, and I measured it this afternoon, and it's 12 and 3 quarters. It's just about like this. It's like a good hunk of ham. And she's going to sing a song for you now that's not dedicated to winter, but dedicated to autumn. When you get in her spell, I dare say you won't get out quickly. It is Mindy Carson with Autumn Leaves.
Thank you very much. There's a show on Broadway recently called Pajama Game. This is a wonderful show. I know I went to see it and I enjoyed it very much. As a matter of fact, I understand that they have a national company going around the country. If it comes here to your city, please go and see it. It'll be a most enjoyable evening. One of the songs from that show that I'm very, very fond of, and I'd like to do for you now, it's called Steam Heat. Steam heat I got, steam heat I got, steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold I got. Steam heat I got, steam heat I got,
sing heat, but it can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need you hissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I gotta take the place of you. Holding me tight, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel my hole in the boiler. They told me to shovel my hole in the boiler. They said to shovel hole in the boiler, but that don't do no good. They said to pour oil in the burner. Pour more oil in the burner. Pour more oil in the burner. But that don't do no good. But I need your love to keep away the cold. The radiator's hissing, still I need you kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I gotta take the place of you. Holding me tight, don't want a shovel cold in the boiler. Don't want a shovel cold in the boiler. No more coal in the boiler. Why? 'Cause that don't do no good. Don't want a fire. No more oil in the burner. No more oil in the burner. Why? Because that don't do no good. Steam heat, but I need your love. You keep
If you're planning on making a trip to California this winter, here's a wonderful way to go. That's when you travel between the Twin Cities and the North Pacific Coast on Northern Pacific's famous Vista Dome North Coast Limited. Because this is truly one of the world's extra fine trains. Just imagine four Vista Domes so you can see everything every mile of the way. And the view is terrific on the Northern Pacific. The smiling Northern Pacific stewardess nurse who welcomes you aboard makes you feel at home. Her one job, seeing that you have a wonderful trip. You dine extra fine on famous Northern Pacific food with service that reminds you of a fine hotel. You'll never forget the exciting Traveler's Rest Buffet Lounge, the most fascinating railroad car you've ever seen, named from the diaries of Lewis and Clark, along whose rugged scenic trail the North Coast Limited runs. And there's no extra fare on the Vista Dome North Coast Limited. Actually, low family plan fares let you save money, let you take the whole family for a Vista Dome vacation. So if you're planning on making a trip west this winter, ride on Northern Pacific's Vista Dome North Coast Limited, truly one of the world's extra fine trains. And now back to Bob DeHaven.
Now the introducer of that side is going to introduce somebody that you know quite well. You know his face, you know his voice. You know he's in town to be here all week to celebrate with you the St. Paul Winter Carnival. He's from CBS. He's from Strike It Rich. He's Warren Ho. There he is. Hey, hey, hey. Say hello to the mob there, Warren, my boy.
Thank you, Bob. Hello. Boy, a big hello with a big throng. Actually, Bob, who are the people back there? You know, Johnny Carson said something about the Sutton jury. I didn't get here early enough. Is that a chorus?
Yes, it's almost an all-women's jury. Those are the choral heirs, my friend.
Oh, fine.
Yes, sir. The audience is out here.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge audience, and I just want to say to all the people in WCCO land that I'm thrilled to be here, thrilled that we'll be able to do Strike It Rich starting Monday morning. Randy Merriman, you know Randy, a good friend of ours, told me that this was a big deal. I had heard about the Winter Carnival, but I wasn't prepared for the extent, the magnitude of this big celebration. The whole state of Minnesota and surrounding states seem to be a part of it.
Then you're impressed.
What do you mean, impressed, boy?
You're tickled to death, huh?
Yes, indeed. But I do want to say that I wasn't prepared for that parade. I was in it today, and I sat up in the top of one of those cars with the top down, and I had said, oh, we ought to have a blizzard around here, you know, real winter weather. Well, I found out by the time I hit here, I was so congealed that I came in, and I was supposed to get out of the car, and you know the king was up there, King Boreas. Well, I got out of the car, and all I saw was Mrs. Hull sitting there with a cup of coffee, and I just stumbled over to her to give me some. I didn't pop the king or anything. Sure. Oh, yes, but it was a thrill to be a part of it. It is a thrill. Bob, what's this? Did I forget to wear that tonight?
Yes, sir, Warren. That is a button of the Winter Carnival, and when you go on that CBS TV, I want you to wear this so that everybody will see it all over the land. How's that?
Well, I will be. Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob, and I just want to say that coast to coast, I assure you, we'll be putting St. Paul on the map in the best way we can. Thank you.
Very good. Warren Hawk. Give him a big hand out. He's got a nice smile, hasn't he? Well, he's got a button to go with it now. This morning we had a rehearsal over in the theater section, and I got there at 11:30, and I did something about 3:30 this afternoon. But that's the way rehearsals go. And about 11:45, a little fellow came in with a very sporty cap, and he had a ham sandwich wrapped up in a piece of tissue paper, something under his arm in a package, and he says, is Bob McKenzie here? And I went up to him, I said, yes, he's here, he's all over, he's a big shot. And this little fellow said, well, I'm Richard Heyman. Well, it only took this little fellow about 30 seconds to be liked intensely by everybody, and especially by our orchestra here, because they can recognize quickly when a man is an expert, a finished musician, schooled in everything it takes to be a musician. And that's what our next performer is. You've heard his name, but I want to tell you that he's the musical director of Mercury Records, that he is a composer. He is also a director, directs his own studio orchestra for these Mercury Records. He plays the piano, the accordion, the guitar, and of course the pipe organ, the trombone, and the French horn, and the clarinet. But because he came out here by air and didn't want to pay excess baggage, he brought the harmonica. And he is going to show you why he is called the virtuoso of the harmonica. Now everybody can play a harmonica, but there are only about two people who can play it well. And fortunately tonight, we have one man who can, and I want you to applaud as loudly at the beginning, and this will be hard to do, as you do at the end, because you're going to like Richard Heyman.
Thank you very much, Bob, for that wonderful introduction. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. Pleasure to be here. I'd like to offer first a medley of some tunes, both old and new, tunes that I hope you'll recognize and enjoy. It goes something like this. Thank you. Thank you very much, Davy Crockett fans. I don't know if you folks get a chance to watch television or not. Some people do these days. And if you happen to be up late last Monday night, I had the good fortune to be on a program by the title of Tonight, which stars Mr. Steve Allen. And if you were watching that program, you heard Steve and I do a little number that I had the pleasure of recording on Mercury Records just a short time ago. It's seems to be kicking up a storm all over the country, so to speak. We'd like to play it for you now. It's written by the late, great Kurt Weill. It's called the Three-Penny Opera Theme, Mortetap. Thank you. Incidentally, on the recording of that, Jan August accompanies with the piano, but as Bob told you a little bit earlier, it was a little difficult for me to bring out a piano and a French horn and all that kind of stuff, with Monica being easier. But he also neglected to tell you something about me that might account for something. You see, if I appear to be a little bit nervous this evening, it's because I am. I've been married just about 8 years now, and just the day before yesterday, we had a blessed event at my house. It's still a little... Thank you. My mother-in-law left. Thank you, fellow sufferers. She did. She's gone. But I remember just before she passed away, she called me over to the bedside, and she said, "Son," of course she added a couple of words, but that's the way it was, you know. She said, "Son, here's $200. When I'm gone, I want you to go out and buy a stone. You like it?" Well, it's solid gold, and diamonds didn't look right on me. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that's why I'm nervous tonight. I have a song I'd like to play at this time. I don't want to stand out here too long. These bright lights kind of fade my suit out. This is a song that was written in Paris by a French composer, naturally. Well, not so naturally at that, because anybody could be visiting. Anyhow, it's a very famous classic, and I've sort of adapted it for the harmonica, and I do hope you like it. We've called it Somersault. The original title was The Overture to Orpheus. Wally, if you please.
Wally, they've asked us to play a horse staccato. Would you put it up, please? We'll give you enough time out here.
We're going to add something to it, horse staccato. I bet you'd like to hear that. You rehearsed it, but then the plan was not to play it. Are you able to put it up, Mr. Olson?
We have it.
You have it already? I was going to tell a joke. You're cutting my part.
Go ahead.
Oh, he wants the tune instead. All right, I'll tell the joke. I have a brother who's very big. He's very big in the same place that I am. Weighs about 260 and is about 46 around the middle. But last summer he was only 36. He got from Montgomery Ward, or was it Sears, some kind of a, well, it was a girdle, that's what it was. And it was pulled very, very tight. It took his wife Ruth and the handyman to get it on.
She was on one side and he was on the other, and they pulled this thing clear down to 36 inches and he looked swell. But he got sick of being 7 feet tall.
You and your blessed event.
Horace Staccato.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
They might not like our jokes, but they certainly got to admire our nerve, don't they?
Yes, sir. That's not a curve, that's a straight one.
Thank you very much, Bob. We should tell you something about this number. Hora Staccato was originally written and intended to be played only as a fine concert violin solo. I have been playing it on the harmonica, however, because I haven't been able to get a violin in my mouth. I had hoped you'd understand. Anyhow, we'll play it, and we do hope you like it. It's called Horror Staccato. It goes like this.
That's Mr. Richard Heyman. Don't forget his name. We are going to present now a vocalist that you know. Undoubtedly you've seen because of his many personal appearances. He wasn't on tonight last Monday. And this fellow is on WCCO 3 mornings a week at 6:45, and he's on Breakfast with Bob at 8:45 in the morning. He's been the featured soloist at WCCO Radio for... well, 7 or 8 years anyway. And he's got his new suit on tonight, and he wants to sing a song for you. Now, he's used to singing real early in the morning when it's very difficult to sing, and gosh, is he happy to get on a night show after he's had all day for his voice to clear up. Now, he's going to sing I Believe, and his name is Bert Hansen.
Every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come. Above the storm,
smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
I believe a woman's storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why.
Did you ever hear of a train getting fan mail? Well, there's one that does. Northern Pacific's famous Vista Dome North Coast Limited. It's a fact. People enjoy traveling on the Vista Dome North Coast Limited between the Twin Cities and the North Pacific Coast so much that they actually sit down and write fan letters to Northern Pacific. Northern Pacific doesn't pay people to write them or even ask people to write them either. But these are the kinds of letters Northern Pacific gets every week. One couple wrote, "We rode the new Vista Domes last week, and the view really is terrific on the Northern Pacific." Then a mother wrote, "The lovely stewardess nurse was so kind to me and to my children." And still another, "One of the top trains in the country." And you can take it from me, when you ride through the fabulous Northwest on the Vista Dome North Coast Limited, you'll feel like writing a letter, too, because this is the train that has everything. So if you're planning on making a trip to California or anywhere out west this winter, ride between the Twin Cities and the North Pacific Coast on Northern Pacific's Vista Dome North Coast Limited. Truly one of the world's extra fine trains. And now back to our show.